Welcome to the EV Podcast, your go-to source for the latest electric vehicle innovations and charging station breakthroughs. Today is Tuesday, the 27th of February, 2024. Well, folks, grab a cup of your favorite rocket fuel because today we're zooming into the future, a future where the Tesla Cybertruck isn't just an internet sensation, but it's also cruising along the Great Wall. And I'm not referring to your antivirus software. Indeed, Tesla's gleaming stainless steel progeny has embarked on a tour across China, the land of the Red Dragon, and now the cybernetic pickup. Picture this. You're strolling through Shanghai's bustling streets when suddenly an angular behemoth that seems to have teleported from a video game into reality catches your eye. I like to think of it as Elon's very own pixelated transformer. Crowds are flocking, like they're giving away dim sums from the Fortunes edition. A mix of electric enthusiasts and undoubtedly some bewildered onlookers have gathered to marvel at what might be the most buzzworthy EV since the last Tesla reveal. And here's a scoop. Jay in Shanghai, that's with an electric E, shared some close-up shots of the Cybertruck on Twitter. The buzz among the crowd? If this beast hits the market, we're buying! And they're saying it with the urgency of someone who's just discovered zero emissions. Imagine a typical mall scene, your chain coffee shop, your smartphone store, and then, out of nowhere, the Cybertruck appears, basking in the LED spotlight. It's as if a car show and a sci-fi convention had a love child and left it at the entrance of a Tesla showroom. But that's not all. This isn't just a one-city wonder. Tesla's steel giant is making its presence known across **8** cities. From Shanghai to Beijing to Chengdu, the Cybertruck is making sure it's seen in every corner of China. Why, you ask? Is Tesla merely flaunting their larger-than-life toy? Not quite. They're sizing up the competition, parking their electric colossus alongside local champions like BYD, the Build Your Dreams company, who've been snapping up EV startups like it's Black Friday. So what's Tesla's angle? Are they appealing to those who favor the extraterrestrial aesthetic? Perhaps. After all, China has a penchant for bling and custom rides. But make no mistake, Tesla's not just there for the Peking duck. They're there to challenge and dominate. BYD, you might want to watch your electric back because the Cybertruck has turned the EV market into its personal runway and it's strutting in stainless steel stilettos. While you might not be able to park a Cybertruck in your garage just yet, let's be honest, you'd need a space the size of a SpaceX hangar. You can certainly dream. Keep your eyes peeled and your charging stations ready, because maybe, just maybe, we'll soon be saying, "Made in America, embraced in China." And there you have it, the Cybertruck's Chinese tour, a showstopper in every sense of the word. All right, folks, buckle up for a journey through the looking glass of electric vehicles, where innovation is the name of the game. Can you smell that? It's the scent of progress, and it's as intoxicating as a new car smell. First on our electric roundup is Dodge, the muscle car maestro, the heavyweight of Hemi, known for engines that purr like a very angry kitten. But hold on to your hubcaps, because Dodge is shaking things up in a way that might just short-circuit the purists. They're introducing, wait for it, gas engine-like noise and vibrations to the upcoming Charger Daytona EV. Yes, they're patenting a concept that's straight out of a nostalgia trip, where your whisper-quiet EV will now rumble and roar as if it's harboring a Hemi V8. It's an identity crisis of the highest order. Stellantis, the parent company with a name as futuristic as its ambitions, insists it's for safety and feedback, shaking things up to signal the car's activation. Because apparently, the car's movement and visual cues aren't quite enough. They've concocted Active Vibration Enhancement, AVE, to simulate that V8 rumble, and Active Sound Enhancement, AS, to belt out engine sounds like it's auditioning for America's Got Exhaust Notes. And if that wasn't enough, they've introduced the Fretsonic Chambered Exhaust, a faux exhaust that uses speakers to serenade pedestrians with the melody of combustion. But the plot thickens. While Dodge sprints down memory lane, Mercedes-Benz seems to have stumbled, delaying their electrification goals by a full 5 years, shifting from 2025 to 2030. Their earnings call must have felt like a disco with the lights turned off, as slow EV demand has them remixing their timeline. CEO Ola Källenius might as well have donned a disco suit to break the news. With Europe's EV sales hovering at a modest 11%, Mercedes is clinging to combustion engines like a life buoy. So we find ourselves in a world where EVs masquerade as muscle cars and luxury automakers play a game of electrification hokey pokey. It's a wild, weird, and utterly electric reality. I'm eager to hear your thoughts, so hit me up. Unless you're too charged up by all this news, keep your batteries juiced and your motors eccentric. Till next time. All right, folks, strap in, because today we're taking a deep dive into Tesla's latest showstopper, the new Model 3, affectionately dubbed the Highland. Prepare for a shock. This marvel is flipping the EV script, and I'm here to dish out the details with a dash of sass. Imagine this. David Havasi, the Tesla whisperer, and I both own a 2019 Tesla Model 3. He's got the long range, and I'm in the SR Plus, feeling like the cool cats of the EV world. But then we venture into Tesla Wonderland and test drive the new Model 3 Highland. It's a revelation, like upgrading from a flip phone to a smartphone in the blink of an eye. Remember the early Model 3 S with a suspension that felt every bump in the road? The Highland glides in with the serenity of a Zen master. The ride is so smooth you could meditate in the back seat during rush hour. And the noise insulation? It's so effective you could be forgiven for thinking you're in a soundproof studio. Perfect for those who love the sound of their own thoughts. Now, before I took the Highland for a spin, the thought of trading up hadn't crossed my mind. But after experiencing its allure, I was as tempted as a cat with a new toy. Still, I'm likely to stick with my trusty SR Plus, saving my dollars. Call it frugality or madness, the choice is yours. Let's delve into the features that make the Highland a standout in Tesla's lineup. Ventilated seats that keep you cool as a cucumber, a sleek center console, and a wireless phone mount that's as secure as a bear hug. And for the parents out there, the backseat screen is a game changer. Kids can watch cartoons, play video games, or pretend they're piloting the Batmobile, all from the comfort of your car. But here's a twist. The Highland is ditching traditional controls for a minimalist approach. At first, I was skeptical, but it turns out to be a piece of cake. The real question is, will the touchscreen stand the test of time? So, the burning question, to upgrade or not? It's a decision as personal as choosing guacamole on your burrito. It's about preference, emotion, and finances. And with that electrifying thought, I leave you to ponder the joys of luxury EVs. Silent, smooth, and sophisticated. Tune in next time for more electric excitement, or as I like to say, riding the lightning without the shock. Keep your engines green, and remember, you're not a true EV aficionado until you've considered selling a kidney for the latest model. All right, eco warriors and tech aficionados, we're diving into the electric enchilada of updates from the EV cosmos, and let me assure you, this reality is supercharged. First off, Tesla's hosting a charging party, folks. The Big T has been spotted getting its groove on at the massive 62-stall Santa Monica Supercharger. Tesla's throwing a supercharger bash, and it's the place to be. We've got Ford Mustang Mach-Es, GMC Hummer EVs, and even the Cybertruck all sharing the spotlight. It's like the United Nations of EVs, but with more charging and less red tape. Our insider at Human Hamadi tweeted that they're filming a commercial with a fleet of electric marvels to promote Tesla's North American Charging Standard, or NACS, for those in the know. When Tesla does marketing, it's like a blockbuster movie set in Silicon Valley. And here's a headline. Stellantis, the last holdout on NACS, has finally embraced Tesla's charging standard. That's right, the Detroit Big Three are now united under the NACS banner. Toyota, Honda, BMW, you name it. They're all hopping on the NACS bandwagon, and charging networks are scrambling to join the party. Now, if Elon Musk's red carpet event wasn't enough to electrify your day, let's talk about deals with a capital D. EVs are rolling out discounts like never before. It's a blue light special in the EV aisle, and the price cuts are out of this world. Thanks to a mix of lower demand and reduced government incentives, dealers are dishing out deals like a late-night TV host. Kelley Blue Book reports that last year's EV discounts were sky high, and this year, the trend continues. And the luxury models? They're getting the lion's share of the discounts. But don't write off those federal tax credits just yet. While the government makes EV adoption a head-scratcher, dealers and manufacturers are stepping up with discounts that have early adopters reaching for their handkerchiefs. So if you're in the market for some battery-powered wheels that won't break the bank, now's the time to act. Dust off your negotiating skills and get ready to snag an electric deal. That's the scoop for today, folks. Keep your batteries charged and your wit sharp. Oh, electrify my heart and call me a capacitor. We've got the latest buzz from the EV world. Let's connect to the sassy circuit of news about electric vehicles and the power stations that keep them humming. First up, Canada is getting cozy with Asia in a financial dance that's as charming as it is strategic. We're talking bilateral investments, folks. With a hefty C$29 billion from 2003 to 2023, these two are greening the Indo-Pacific region. All orchestrated by the Asia-Pacific Foundation of Canada and their sizzling new report. While you were searching for that missing sock, Canada was busy investing in renewables like there's no tomorrow. 70% of outward investment over two decades. Canada, you renewable energy charmer, you've outdone yourself. And in the EV sector, it's Asia turning up the volume with 64% of two-way investments. It's an economic drag race, and we're here for the high-speed thrills. Forget love triangles. We've got investment diversification. Canada's giving China the let's just be friends talk and flirting with Australia, Taiwan, India, and South Korea. It's a business soap opera and Canada's playing the field. Ontario, you're the heartthrob of Asian investment, capturing nearly 90% of the action, with almost half of the C$10. $4 billion invested in just the last 4 years, Ontario's cruising down the success highway, top down, hair blowing in the wind. And who are the VIPs at this green tech gala? State-owned enterprises, step aside. Canadian pension funds are the new A-listers, hogging 74% of the spotlight since 2003. And with 98% of that investment in the last 5 years, they're the ones with the foresight. Before you rush to check your portfolio, let's tip our hats to the Asia-Pacific Foundation of Canada's Investment Monitor database. This online gem is dishing out all the details on investment flows, and it's as juicy as a tabloid exclusive. So there you have it, my electrified friends. The lowdown on the high-voltage world of EVs and charging stations. What a ride, right? Keep those batteries charged and your investments diverse, because the road to a greener future is lined with shiny renewables and silent, swift EVs. Oh, strap on your snowshoes and grab a double-double from Tim Hortons, my fellow Canadians. Have you heard? The Tesla Cybertruck, once a legend in Elon Musk's tweets, is now a tangible, angular spectacle on American streets, and the excitement is through the roof. But Canada, with its maple syrup sweetness and courteous demeanor, has been watching with envy, eagerly anticipating the Cybertruck's northern debut. And it seems that day is drawing near. Tesla's VP of Policy and Handshakes, Rohan Patel, hinted on social media, not with a tweet, but with a post on X, that the Cybertruck is setting its sights on Canada. Patel assures us there's no doubt about it. The only question is whether Canadians will be gracious enough to share their icy roads with the Cybertruck. It seems all that's needed is some routine paperwork. How very Canadian. Sorry, Cybertruck, you can't come in yet. We're still filing. Meanwhile, the Cybertruck isn't just idling. It's been globetrotting, making appearances in China and Japan, and flirting with Europe. But with Musk expressing concerns about making it street legal in China and Europe's stringent vehicle regulations, the Cybertruck faces a challenge fitting into their curvy automotive landscape. And the range? The Cybertruck is boasting impressive numbers on a full charge, proving that this electric behemoth is as enduring as it is robust. So don't just gape in awe. Let's see if this futuristic vehicle makes its frosty entrance in Canada. I'd almost trade my hockey gear for a glimpse of it at the local poutine joint. Almost! What do you think? Is this the dawn of the electric revolution or just another high-voltage fantasy? Send me your thoughts or any insider tips on the Cybertruck's next move. And if you've got something else on your mind, we're all ears. But remember, keep it charged, keep it cheeky, and steer clear of those snowdrifts, eh? And that concludes today's electrifying journey through the world of EVs. I'm your host, Ainsley Ingram, and it's been a thrill to share the latest and greatest from the electric vehicle and charging station scene. Innovation doesn't stop here, nor should our conversations. Connect with us on social media, share your insights, and let's keep the energy flowing until our next encounter. Be sure to tune in for the next episode of the EV Podcast, where we'll continue to drive the future forward, one electron at a time. Until then, keep your batteries charged and your minds open. This is Ainsley Ingram, signing off. Stay electric, my friends.